Oh yeah, welcome to Broad Topics, the show where four very diverse women talk about everything under the sun. And boy, tonight we have a crazy show for you, especially because I'm rocking a total horse, low voice.
And a bong.
And a bong. Well, tonight we are talking about a mishmash of things, and we'll get to that in a second. But before we do, I want to introduce our host today. We have Kelly, our young Christian. What's up, sister?
Why, hello.
Sister Christian.
That's right.
Oh, your time has come. Joan, our Catholic Republican is here.
This is going to be stuck in my head all night.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I'm so sorry. Jillian, our Southern lesbian.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good. I'm Laura. I'm your feminist mom / sex line operator, apparently.
Friend of a Caro.
I'm sorry.
Suzanne Plachette.
I'm dealing with a bit of a cold because my pesky children keep getting me sick. But tonight we're going to talk about everything involved in a mishmash, which is you got my email. Do you know what it's a mishmash /
monster mosh pit.
Monster mosh pit. We have a lot of different things on the plate tonight. We're going to talk about Mickey Mouse's new makeover. We're going to talk about all the shooting that went on, which I know is kind of everywhere, so it's crazy.
We have to put our 2 cents in, though.
Yeah, at least, or maybe a quarter. Most importantly, at 7:30, we have an interview coming up with Steve Newman. Now, this makes me so happy. Last week, you know, we talked about underwear and undergarments, and we talked about the man undergarments, like mantyhose and myrtles and such.
Sexy.
And it was so hot. And Steve got in touch with me and said, I didn't realize you guys were talking about mantyhose. I represent a company that makes mantyhose. And I was like, okay, mantyhose, we need
that
to have you.
That was so transvestite sounding just there.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can now wear some mantyhose.
You really were.
But he's going to come on at 7:30 and give a little speech on how it really works and what the company is about and the real market out there for mantyhose.
Very interesting, Laura.
They even call it mantyhose. Or legwear for men. Active skin legwear for men.
That's the part I like. I wish they would call women's stuff active wear instead. You know, we get some.
They do.
Active wear, I think when it's leotards.
Leotards.
Like dance skin.
Yeah,
you're busy. You're busy. You're movement. It's movement oriented. You're dressed to move.
Every department store.
Shoes.
Yeah. Jazz hands.
What? Every department store has the active wear section.
Yeah, it's full of tracksuits.
Yeah. Well, that's active wear.
I know, but we're talking leggings and mantyhose.
That's where I got my outfit.
And lady hose and later hosen.
That's where Joan shops for her lingerie.
Where was that, Marshall?
No, in the active wear section.
My day clothes, my night clothes.
She's busy at night. No, she's not.
You know who's not busy at night? Greg Rampy, Barbecue Central. The show before ours. Make sure you check it out. That's Greg Rampy, Barbecue Central. Everything you need to know about grilling and manly barbecuing. And if you want to call in and inquire the show, 323-2030. I just like to be different than you ladies. With my man voice. You know who has a very manly voice?
Greg Rampy?
Greg Rampy and Steve Newman. He's the director of marketing for Active Skin Legwear for Men. He's going to tell us about mantyhose. I'm so excited. I'm going to get him on the phone right now. Let's see if he picks up. Mantyhose.
There he is.
There it goes.
Very exciting and nervous inside.
Me too.
He fell asleep for 15 minutes.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. You're on the air with Broad Topics. How you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a very sexy man voice today. I hope that works for you.
Suzanne Plachette, right?
Exactly.
Right.
I know. She's so underrated.
I was listening earlier.
Yeah. Normally, I sound like Pollyanna, but today, I'm a little deep. Now, Steve.
It works for you, though.
Thank you. I knew I liked you, and I like your company. It's interesting. You have such a great story about how you arrived working for the mantyhose. Tell everybody how you came to this.
Okay. Well, I was working as an engineer up until about March this year, civil engineer, and my company went through some layoffs, cut a lot of staff and everything, and right now you always think of engineering as a recession-proof profession. Well, I'm out in central Ohio where I live in the Columbus area. Too many jobs around, and as it happens, though, I've been familiar with the company Active Skin that sells legwear for men for many years as a customer, because I've worn them to help with leg circulation and so forth. So, and I've done a little bit of publicity work for the owner in the past, kind of pro bono. So I approached him and maybe I could earn a little extra money while I was doing the job search. And as it turns out, the company has gotten to the point where he could not keep up with all of the management tasks as well as marketing as well. So he offered me the job of director of marketing. So I came on board. So now it's my job to grow the company so that I can support my family.
And the men out there.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Support the legs, too.
So tell me, I mean, you're obviously have heard a lot of teasing, and I'm sure the mantyhose concept is sometimes a hard sell, but there's actually a medical reason for most men that wear these. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, that's our biggest target, too, is men. A lot of guys, when they start getting sometimes as early as their late 30s, into their 40s, by the time they're 50, there's usually generally one out of every two guys is having some kind of leg circulation issue. And basically, in a nutshell, you know, when your heart pumps blood through your arteries, it's all under pressure, but when it returns to the veins, it's not under pressure, and it relies on muscles contracting in your legs, especially, and all of your body, to push that blood through the blood vessels, return it to the heart. Sometimes, though, as you age, the blood vessel walls get a little weaker, they don't do their job as well, these little valves in the veins that prevent them from backflowing don't work so well, and so that's where the support hose comes into play. Women are a little more familiar with this concept because women have had access to support hose for many years. Men haven't, and so that's what we're trying to promote here is support hose are equally well suited to men as well as women, because men are nearly as likely to have these leg circulation issues, and so that's where I come in.
I know, too, that having gone through a couple of pregnancies, that's a big thing when you're pregnant, is they tell you to wear a lot of support hose because you can get varicoseins and you have same thing, circulation issues. So, I mean, not that men get pregnant, but if they did, they'd be happy they had the mantyhose, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, and that's the thing, is that even though they don't get pregnant, they still can have those leg circulation issues, and so my job is to change those hearts and minds, to open those minds to be able to accept this as a viable possibility.
So talk to me about that, though, because when you tell people what you do, you've got to hear the same jokes over and over again. And, you know, you go out and you're wearing some man hose or mantyhose, and you got to get a lot of grief for that. So how do you personally respond to that?
Well, I get surprisingly a little grief, to be honest with you, and I think that...
You must wear them well.
What's that?
You must wear them well.
Well, I think, you know, I guess in so many words, maybe that is the case, because I think if you carry yourself with confidence and you know, some people worry about, like, yeah, I think somebody's going to think I'm a girly man or something like that, but I think that if you're the kind of guy that no one would think that in the first place, then if you are wearing these with a pair of shorts or something like that, they're not going to think it otherwise, too, because, you know, I don't really get that, and, I mean, I don't know if you saw my pictures on the web, on my blog or not, but I don't think anybody's going to mistake me for that, so you know, I don't really get a lot of grief on that. I mean, you know, people tease me in good-natured kidding and so forth. Sometimes I respond to some of the negative publicity that appears on the web and after news articles run, because the media tends to try to paint it in a silly light oftentimes, especially the British press. Last month there was a big
the
run.
The Brits should not talk. That's all I got to say. The Brits have no right.
They wore them forever.
They wore tights forever.
Exactly.
I know. Shoes.
Well, there was a big flurry of publicity last month when a department store in London started carrying what they were calling leggings, or what they were calling mantyhose, but really they were more like, they looked like leggings to me from the pictures I saw. But they tried to get the silliest looking pictures they could find. They put a guy in a mini kilt and a shirt and tie and these leggings. And so naturally, you know, you're going to get a lot of negative comments from public on that. So I try to get the other side of the story out there. I try to direct people to my blog. It's called The Nylon Gene, and there I explain a lot of the practical benefits and reasons why men are wearing it. By the way, do you mind if I give the website address for the blog?
Not at all. Go for it.
Okay, it's www.nylongene.com, so it's real easy to remember. So if your listeners want to learn more about this...
Is it G-E-N-E or J-E-A-N?
G-E-N-E.
Okay.
It's kind of a play on an old inside joke about some people have the nylon gene and some don't, and so that's the origin of that. Second biggest group of people that buy our products are athletes or outdoorsmen that are looking for some warmth without bulk, especially runners and cyclists. You know, they're outside in a lot of cold weather, but they don't want anything bulky, and a lot of times they only really need to be kept warm for that 10 or 15 minutes until they get their body temperature up, and then a lot of times they will overheat when they're wearing something like Under Armour or some of the other running tights. So these thinner hosiery provides just enough warmth until they get going, and then they don't overheat.
And I think, Steve, this is Jillian. How are you? I think probably with that they also get the added benefit of the support, even though they may not feel or be at a point in their lives where they need it, correct?
Thanks for mentioning that. I forgot to mention, but yeah, even though they're usually in pretty good shape, it's well known fact that compression on the muscles helps with stamina and performance, and that's why athletes wear compression shorts. You know, you've heard of those.
Yeah.
I could use some compression shorts.
Yeah, we all could.
Most of the time, the men are wearing it under pants, so nobody is the wiser anyway, right?
Right. And that's one thing, too, I should clarify, because sometimes people miss this distinction, but our products aren't really intended to be worn out there with nothing else over top of them either. Sometimes people get that idea in their head, and then they go off on a tear about that, and I have to say, no. They're definitely, you're probably going to be on the verge of getting arrested if you go around wearing them with nothing else. The guys wear them with shorts over them, though, plenty of times, or long pants, as the case may be.
See this, Jillian, and I know for me, wearing pantyhose is very uncomfortable for a whole day. Now, if you're dealing with like a health issue or circulation issue, is this something that you have to wear every day, or are there just certain, like, what's the medical, prescription for that? Is this something?
Well, you should wear it every day if you want to get the benefit from it. You know, basically, you want to ward off the advancement of those beginnings of the varicose veins and poor circulation issues, because once they get established, you can't reverse them, but you can keep them from getting worse by wearing these. But actually, I like wearing them every day because they make the legs feel energized and they're comfortable. I think the key is to get a good quality, and our products are made of a little higher quality nylon and lycra blend, and they fit well, too. You want to get the right size, and I think that's the problem that women run into a lot of times. I'm not saying you are, but maybe some go for the cheaper hose and maybe go a size smaller than maybe they should. I don't know. So that's where a lot of the discomfort
comes. They just squeeze your belly all day long.
What's that?
they squeeze their belly
all day long, like it was just like.
The guys can have the same problem.
Yeah.
You guys don't have, for women, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for all women, but for women, I know that anything that like binds in our waists and our tummies are like a different thing. Guys, it seems like it doesn't bug them to have tighter things around their waists. Am I crazy?
Well, yeah, and that might just be part of the different body proportions, too, because, you know, men's waists are lower, and so something hitting right across the waist isn't really going to bother your stomach that much.
And you get the Fred Mertz effect.
What's that?
When men pull their pants up, as women do, across that mid part of their, they look like Fred Mertz from I Love You.
So the old mom jeans,
kind
of the same concept. Here's my question for you, Steve. It's Laura again, as you can tell by my smoky voice.
Yeah. I like that voice.
Thank you. I like it, too, if only I could make it work for me. What kind of differences are there with the pantyhose versus the regular women's pantyhose?
Well, probably the biggest difference is most of our styles have a fly opening, so that's a major difference.
Oh, that's helpful.
Steve, I read that, and I thought, what the heck is wrong with women that we have never figured out a sort of fly situation, because that's so much smarter. Pulling your pantyhose down to go to the bathroom is
a pain. I imagine a mess, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. If you can come up with it being an engineer, do it.
Yeah, you've got that. The that we have.
Hey, Steve, we're getting some interference from you. Are you close to your computer?
Yeah.
Can you maybe walk away or turn it off for a second?
Sure.
You sound like you're going to a Star Trek zone here.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah,
that's better.
Back,
thank you.
Back. What were you saying?
Back. Okay, so the men have a fly and whatever.
I'll grab another phone here, too.
That's a good idea. Can you run that? Is the batteries? Actually, one of those, like, what do they call them? Walkie talkies?
Smartphones?
Yeah.
Walkie phone. That's what Jamie calls them, a walkie phone.
Yeah, hopefully this will be better here.
Oh, that would be better. Thank you.
So the difference is the body proportions are different. So the legs, the waist dimensions are tailored for male body proportions as well. And I think we probably tend to use a little more durable material because women go more for the surer the better, and I guess most men are going at that real high level of sheerness, so they tend to be a little more durable and they don't run as easy.
I was going to ask you that. Do they run a lot less?
They do. You know, you have to have a little bit of care with them. Although if you go with the opaque tights, though, then they hardly run at all. And we've got a new style that you call it semi-opaque. And so it's almost like opaque tights, but they're thinner and they're semi-sheer. And they're very hard to run, too.
Do they cover your feet or do they cut off at the ankle?
Most of our styles are footed, but then we do have, I think, two styles that are footless in the opaque tights.
Okay, so what colors do they come in? They come in like black and tan and purple?
Yeah, typical guy colors there. Yeah, we've got black and tan and beige, and I think we have one style that comes in blue, like a navy blue also. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and your wife goes out and you're wearing your mantyhose with your shorts, and she's like, that looks awesome, man.
To be honest, it took a little bit of getting used to on her part, but she was really more afraid, I think, of what are her friends going to say. And so, but when I took this job, then suddenly it became an issue of, well, this is feeding our family now, and so...
Yeah. Suddenly the mantyhose was a lot more appealing, huh?
Yeah, but then the surprising thing was that as more and more of our friends found out, we talked to them about it and everything, you know, they basically said, hey, get over it, it's no big deal. And so... got accustomed to it, and now we go out various places, and sometimes I wear the black one, sometimes I wear the skin tone ones that you can't tell as easy, and people pretty much take it in stride. It's really surprising how much it's becoming accepted, at least in my circle of friends and acquaintances.
So, Steve, now at your block party, are all the men out there barbecuing in their mantyhose? That's kind of...
I haven't quite got that far.
We can do it. You can do it.
But I am making some inroads,
awesome.
Though. You know, my wife and I, since I kind of make my own schedule, sometimes I'm Catholic, and sometimes we'll go to daily mass. And the older man that was there, that was questioning his wife, said, "Go back there and look and see what he's got on his legs." And
yeah.
He came back and he talked, and I told him about him, and he said, "Well, bring me a pair of them next week when you come back." So,
nice.
So I'm making some converts here.
Which is good that they're more durable, because if you're Catholic, you're doing a lot of standing and kneeling.
They gotta be.
Those things can run easily.
Extra padding in the knees.
That's
the Catholic version. So how much do those cost you for a pair of mantyhose?
Let's see. We have a variety of prices and styles. Probably the lowest cost is $9.99. I think we just raised our prices. Those might be $11.99 now. And upper end is, I think, $15.99 for the opaque tights.
Cool. All right. Well, tell everybody one more time how they can find the mantyhose, and then also go ahead and repeat your blog as well.
Okay. We're an online business, and go to www.activeskin.com, and that's no E, so it's ActiveSkin.com. And if they want to get any questions answered, they can go to the Nylon Gene, which is nylongene.com. And you can also find my email address on the blog there if you look in the profile. If you'll tell everyone, they can feel free to email me if they have any questions about the products or what might work best for them, and I'd be glad to help them.
That sounds great. And you know, we'll throw a little blob up on our website as well, so people can find it through broadtopicsradio.com as well. Well, thank you so much for talking with us, Steve. I am so happy that you got in touch with me because, you know, we kind of talked about that last week, but we didn't really know anything about it, as is our way sometimes. So you brought a lot of new insight to it. So good luck with the business, and hopefully we will get to hear from you again sometime.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Twitter, by the way, too, because that's how I found you, was on Twitter.
Gotta love that
Twitter.
That's
an amazing thing.
I love the Twitter. All right, Steve, well, good luck, and good luck with ActiveSkin.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
sounds like you said ActiveSkin, which is active. Active ActiveSkin.
He sounds awesome.
Yeah,
he does. Interesting.
I like
and
Steve.
I love that his, you know, that he found this career, you know, outside of that was going on.
Engineering.
Yes. But that he was able to capitalize on something they believed in, you know, after losing his job. That's pretty interesting.
It's nice to get involved in something that you believe in and you're already using, you know. That must be interesting. I wonder how that is.
I have something to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I like the way that he talked about it, because it is. It's an easy thing to kind of make fun of, and it's a story.
Sure.
You know, like we talked about last week. I mean, it's just, it sounds kind of funny, and it's something new, but I think he's got some really valid points. I mean,
sure, yeah.
Especially because he lives in Ohio, and it gets cold there. Mm-hmm. I've been drawn on everything I can find.
But I like his, I mean, I didn't ever think of it this way, but I was thinking with athletes and stuff, even, yeah, I like to ride bikes, and the long leggings you wear when it's cold out,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you layer in with that really skin tight, but it's out of silk. He knew that, like REI, but he's right. It's like, once you start working out, you're too hot. That's more like for camping and hanging out. So it makes really good sense that you would get something more breathable like the ActiveSkin.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, mm-hmm. Well, to me, like, it'd be good too for someone maybe with diabetes or has circulation issues already.
Yeah.
It's something easy to wear, you know, under your jeans or your pants. And
I forgot to ask if they have a control top.
Well,
they
don't need that.
Yeah,
it wouldn't work for the
tie.
Too tight.
The control top, it doesn't work for me, because then I get that double, you know, we talked about the double bump, but I get like the waistband
mm-hmm.
roll, and that drives me nuts.
I was just thinking, I like to wear boys' jeans sometimes. I wonder if I would like the mandihose better than the pantyhose.
I actually was thinking that I would
too. I mean, I have a fly, but you know, nobody's going to say, maybe it's looser around my waist.
Because you need like a hipster pantyhose. That's actually would be so much better. In fact, Steve, if you're still listening.
Think about that.
Hipster pantyhose.
Yeah, hipster pantyhose. I am telling you, I will go in.
With a womanly fly.
I did find myself wishing that they were carrying some women's products.
I did too, because I think he's got a good point, which is, I don't know about you ladies, but me, if I ever buy a pantyhose, which is not often, I'm usually getting the, you know, the little egg from the store for $4.99.
No, I go to the Macy's and get the nice pair. I actually have some that I haven't used.
You're rich.
I'm not rich. I don't ever. I'm not rich.
It works though when you buy those nice pairs and you rip them. Right when you put them on, that just kills.
Oh, you always got to buy two, and it is harsh.
But that's
when you haven't worn it
that much for one pair, though. You're like, oh.
I know. Well, that's what I've heard, though, is that women, they can make unrunnable pantyhose. They just don't because they go out of business. I've heard that many times.
I've heard it.
Katie, tell me if it's true.
See, they can also have constantly flavored gum, but they don't because they'll go out of business.
Right.